following the first attack, I implemented our government's emergency response plan.
Warning, you are being monitored by CCTV.
The government claims that they want to just give you a hand. Alex Ansari wants to give them the finger. Alex Ansari, Outside the Box.
We'll be right back. Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, WristEase, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, WristEase.com.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program could help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Have you heard of the universal antidote for poisoning? If you were thinking activated charcoal, you're right. Emergency wards around the world use activated charcoal as the antidote of choice for hundreds of poisons and as a detox for drug overdose. Because activated charcoal is rated safe and effective by the FDA, you can give it to your family, your pets, or livestock with no worry of negative side effects. If you have acid reflux, an infected wound, a spider bite, want to lower cholesterol, or control bad odor, activated charcoal is a safe, natural remedy. To learn more, visit buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Buyactivatedcharcoal.com carries a wide range of activated charcoal products. Come visit us at www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. That's www.buyactivatedcharcoal.com. Or give us a call at 1-888-264-5568. Activated charcoal, a supernatural remedy for the 21st century.
Let's move. stick. Can you stand up?
Take a break here, Jerome. Your calls are welcome. Phone lines are open. 1-800-973-3779. We'll be back right after this.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Do you suffer from frequent antsy?
Oh, abusing the populations that usually ends up winning, unfortunately, in our society, when it comes to labor practices or discrimination. You hear cases about corporations getting sued all the time. That's considered the American way. But overall, when you look at all the damage they have created through environmental waste and whatnot, are they held accountable? No, they're not. But moving on to China and its relationship to how they treat their population. China, that is, a communist country with extreme capitalist endeavors. They got their own formula, their own cocktail, where, of course, the government benefits. But in the case of the people, they do not. For example, what is their ability like to listen to a broadcast like this? Those of you by now know about the Google censorship. Google.cn, and that caused a lot of damage and negative publicity towards Google, as it should, as Google deserves. So now that they admit, according to London Guardian, today, China censorship that happened recently and all the damaged their company, and their founders are now admitting this. Google launched in 1998 by two Stanford University dropouts, was accused of selling out going back on its motto, don't be evil. They made themselves out to be hypocrites when it launched in China in 2005, and they began to censor things that people would search for, such as the Tiananmen Square Massacre or the Falun Gong movement, or information about the organ harvesting that is currently taking place in China. Even though U.S. officials are denying that that is actually happening, many people within the government of China have fled and have blown the whistle. Asked whether he regretted the decision, Mr. Brin admitted yesterday on a business level that decision to censor was a net negative. The company has only once expressed any regret and never in as strong terms as yesterday. Mr. Brin said the company has suffered because of the damage to its reputation in the United States and Europe. Well, duh. No crap, Sherlock. I think also, and I'm a little surprised that I'm not seeing more people upset over this issue, but I would think the main issue people would be bringing up as well would be the fact that Google has admitted that they listen to random people in an algorithmic fashion. They listen through microphones built into laptops to what people are watching or listening to or doing in the background to better understand them psychologically. And this is strange, this is bizarre, this is 1984, but this is also the real world in the year 2007. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Numbers to call, 1-800-313-9443. I was just talking in one of the last breaks about the protest happening right now in Washington, D.C. There's also one in Austin, Texas as well that I've heard about. And I'm sure there may be one or two in my own town. I know on Friday night, Pioneer Courthouse Square, there's a pro-peace group that has been gathering every Friday night. And they've been doing this the last couple of years, the little megaphone. They're there during the evening drive, right there in the corner, not far from the Starbucks. Between about 5 and 6. They're usually there. They're a small crowd, but they're there regardless, and we're going to start seeing more people protesting more and more as these things that we are fighting escalate. I'm going to read an excellent, excellent editorial by a former guest of Outside the Box. He was on my TV show back on episode number 76 in person. That's Wayne Madison, a former NSA cryptoanalyst and now today D.C. investigative reporter. Headline reading, Pentagon PSYOPs directed against D.C. anti-war marchers. First, the corporate media attempted to ignore the January 27th anti-war march on Washington as the Internet and progressive talk radio spread the word about the march. And groups around the nation, people began to mobilize their members to participate in it. Bush administration, now armed with all sorts of Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, TOIS, that is, things that come from DARPA, for those of you that have seen Terminator 2 and are familiar with the concept of Skynet, I would liken DARPA to our Skynet, that is the physical machine-like apparatus system that eventually is going to come and enslave us. They decided to stage a test, DARPA, of an anti-crowd microwave weapon, code-named Sheriff, in a demonstration in the media at the Moody Air Force Base in Georgia. Now, this played on Fox News Thursday morning. A friend called me up to make sure that I ran this story, that I let you know that this is actually being promoted right now. This isn't like some article that I'm just grabbing out of thin air. Fox News has been promoting this. There's also talks of this on CNN. DefenseTech.com, which talks about the latest in military weapons, is talking about the Sheriff. You know, on January 24th, the military demonstrated its active denial system known as ADS. It's active denial system, ADS. They demonstrated the wave directing its energy beam in a test designed for the media and hence the public, using enlisted airmen acting as riders and guinea pigs. A beam was directed at them from a parabolic antenna located 500 years atop a Humvee. The wave heated the skin of the riders to 130 degrees, creating the feeling in the targets that they were being burned alive, scattering them in the process. The military pointed out the beam can penetrate winter clothing, which will be worn by those participating in Saturday's march. And 1/64th of an inch under the skin, as with any electronic weapon, it is clear that the juice can be turned up on Sheriff to cause more and a nasty skin burn, including internal organ damage, blindness, and death. The weapon was developed under a contract awarded by the Pentagon's Non-Lethal Weapons Program Office at Quantico, Virginia, Marine Corps Base at Raytheon. Now, here's the thing. The public testing of such a weapon by the military just prior to what may be the largest anti-war march in Washington since the Vietnam War is a clear message by the Pentagon to marchers that the millimeter wave technology exists and is deployable. Psychologically, most people find the idea of being burned alive frightening, and this Pentagon show and tell was an obvious ploy, according to Wayne Madison, to scare away marchers, especially those planning to bring their families. But there's also one more paragraph that I want to go over and how he ends this, noting about this, and that would be the fact that he reminds us that if they were to do that, to fire off this microwave weapon at the crowd, tens of thousands of people are going to be very upset. It's only going to take a few hundred to storm a Humvee and turn it over, rendering the weapon and the vehicle useless. And that's violence, and that's not exactly anything that we want to see happen. But you know the sad thing, my friends? The sad thing? Although they would go after people, kill people if they were to do that. To do that is okay. To do that, to defend yourself, is the right thing. Being fired on by a microwave weapon, that is terrorism. If we start to see this on U.S. soil, we're already seeing the terrorism elsewhere around the world. If we start to see it here, there's no question. You can't, I mean, we talked about the sound weapons that were being prepared in 2004 in New York City. Now, technically, they weren't used, and no one was really put into a concentration camp for a significant amount of time, just a detention center. But at what point is this going to change to where the conspiracy theories, the conspiracy myths, as they have been known as to many people, become the facts that they are? When people see their grandmother, their grandfather, get put into a camp, an internment camp, or taken away, all of those myths and theories are going to hit us all again like a ton of bricks. And with that, what was previously hidden is now in plain sight, on display for everyone to see. This is the Pentagon. This is our country. This is our supposed saviors. And with that, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11th through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to RBNLive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com, or call 800-724-2719.
Welcome back, my friends, and it looks like
Hello.
Stand for Peace, the name for the Portland protest, is going to be is happening right now between 11 and 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's about a half hour left, but looks like there are people down there, Northeast 13th and Multnomah. That's at the Lloyd Center there. Phone contact, 503-493-7294. To see if this is going to extend or whatnot. This is probably going to be a lot smaller. No one told me about this protest. But I would be busy doing the show here regardless. And a lot of people, and I think this is probably a good point to make because, you know, one thing that I want my audience to pause and contemplate for just a sec when you're listening from Tennessee or you're listening from Texas, there are people listening on the archives here at RBN all over the planet outside of our political system that do things in certain countries that aren't respected in the same way that they are in our country. In other words, some countries, it's not as easy to go out and just protest. It's something that's not heard of. In other countries, in some European countries, there's a more liberal view towards protesting. It's much more open there than it is here. It all depends on where you are. There are different demographics, different races, different belief systems, different childhoods that my listeners have experienced, things that help shape your worldview, the experiences, your environment as you come into this planet. So I have love for my entire audience, and I think the very best way for me to protest, and I discovered this a few years ago, was to get involved in the media and make this available to all over the web, just one guy talking out of his butt, about the things he sees on the planet that people cannot even comprehend, that are double, quadruple my age. People that are 100 years old that have read books and have master's degrees and don't even see what's hidden, what's in plain sight. And it's tragic, but that's why I do it, because it's also a thrill to sometimes do something that not everyone is doing. You're not copying anyone. You know, you're providing your own content. I think it's important to understand, when I look at protesting, when I look at it back in 99, 2000, for some people, it was just a click. People weren't under the gun in the way that we are today, a protest, because a lot of their friends were protesting. They didn't know what their friends were protesting about, other than they didn't like this policy or that policy, and globalization is bad. Now, we find ourselves protesting globalization and what it really means in a profoundly different way than it was done back in Seattle in 99, 2000. What we're doing today is much more than picking up a sign and going out to the streets, because that turns off some people. Protesting the streets is extremely important to mobilize, but you can't just do it there, because some people only do it there on the streets, and they still aren't involved. They still aren't involved in developing groups, meeting halls, committees, planning organizations to get a hold of elected representatives, mailing lists, flyers, people merging their crafts and their skills together, creating new networks, large networks of multimedia where documentaries are made in each of the different topics, where Alex Jones is not the only man on the planet making excellent films, going into the deep areas of the New World Order, into 9/11, into the eugenics movement, into the world of surveillance. Because I have a vision, and like MLK, in terms of media, I have a dream. I have a dream where people will get so tired, so sick. People with skills, people with voices, people with talents. People that can edit sound, create websites, DVDs, people that can network, people that know local politicians, to get together and mobilize and galvanize their strengths and minimize their weaknesses, put aside their personalities, put aside their political differences, and what they think is true and who they think is God, and who's wearing the right coat, the right jacket, putting aside who has what and who has nothing, putting aside the color of people's skin. You know, if people were to do those things, we would not be fighting half the things we're fighting today. I mean, this is one of the most cardinal truths, and I'm not going to spend my whole life like a dog, as some people do, chasing their tail, thinking that because they're exerting so much energy, they're actually moving forward instead of taking two steps back. And of course, getting trapped into the same energy sucking us in that got us here in the first place. Divide and conquer, fear, doubt, and worry. All of the illusions of man, self-created, self-maintained in this time loop that we find ourselves in, wondering how much different is this year going to be in 2007 than the last? Because when I look forward towards the future, and I've gone into this, and I'll just spare you the details, but what DARPA is developing right here in the United States at some point, for the purpose of national security, will physically prevent through electronic technological means people from effectively protesting, from rising up. If it gets that bad, if people remain in the stupor that millions of Americans find themselves in, by the time they realize that when people go to protest, they are being fried alive or being sent mind control sound weapons to make them disperse, even though the streets belong to us. By that time, my friends, it's already going to be too late. Because we're talking about an age where the internet is not as free as it is right now, if you listen to this free archive or free live radio broadcast that you're free to call in on, or the fact that all of a sudden your Google videos now ask for money to watch, or they're gone, they've been relocated somewhere else, or some are just flat out taken off and prevented from coming back. An age where Access TV is nothing but a memory, something written about in their history book, similar to the way our Bill of Rights, the Constitution, will be written about in the future, in the past tense, the way things are going. You see, my friends, martial law is here. They just haven't declared it yet. When we see the police and the military acting like organized, hired goons and criminals, we're basically already going beyond the point of no return. Because those are the people that are meant to defend people, supposedly, from the real mafia, from a real criminal threat, which they are actually, in truth, in essence, defending themselves, based on the hierarchy structure and the real reason we have a police state. The real reason the prison industrial complex is now merging with the military industrial complex. 1-800-313-9368. 9443. This is Outside the Box. We're going to be here with you again for the next hour and a half. So any issue that you have been thinking about and wondering why no one is talking about, maybe if there's not something that I can answer for you, someone else can call in at the same time and provide that. Because, of course, we have a diverse audience and people from different educational backgrounds as well are listening to the program. So most importantly, we need to keep our minds open as we investigate why and how a nation can keep giving and keep giving and keep giving. It's beyond comprehension. And at some point, you just need to, you know, stop, pause for a sec, and get back to the news, get back to the facts, as we're going to do now. Because there's a point in your life that I think a lot of you reach, that's a point that I've reached, where the madness and the insanity appears to have no end. And there's this infinite aspect of the news. You can never learn, I don't believe, in a short span of time. Everything the military is doing simultaneously is what the NSA is doing. All the involvement, foreign and domestic, the CIA is involved in. The military weapons, the new military weapons for civilian use. The programs of DARPA. It goes on and on and on. And in the end, what it does is overwhelm you. So as we learn the overall aspects of all of this, we've got to ask ourselves, how are we actually going to find real effective change beyond just taking turns, changing hats, changing coats, as we live in a left-right false paradigm system? Now, a lot of you, as am I, are quite concerned about the possible upcoming war with the nation of Iran. This is going to be devastating for our economy for a number of different reasons. I was talking a little bit about the economy earlier. Let me just go over a few other facts released this last Tuesday from the Financial Times. The U.S. economy last year recorded its lowest rate of labor productivity growth in more than a decade, with growth in output per hour worked falling behind the EU in Japan. The fall casts further doubt on the ability of the Federal Reserve to cut interest rates as the U.S. economy slows. China recorded 9.5% productivity growth in 2006, while India achieved 6.9%, and the new 12 new EU member states achieved 4.1% growth. And to be honest with you, it feels in a way that I am living a paradox, a contradiction, when I act like that's a bad thing. Growth and prosperity is not a bad thing, but the way the global marketplace is structured, for people to prosper, they have to join the EU, those living in that country, as their representatives saw from Bulgaria and Romania. Their economy was collapsing, and they saw a lot of potential opportunity with the EU based on how the economy is structured in that region and right here at home. And of course, to talk about that, to go back to the Federal Reserve, the Bank of England, the Euro, and the international banking community as a whole. Now that a U.S. spy plane has been shot down over Iran, now that Iranian diplomats, although they're not recognized as diplomats by the United States, have been seized, now that, and this is just a rumor, Israel tried to send some F-16s over to Iran to start some bombing raids, but the United States sent them back, people are very frightened. Things are very tense. And the Islamic army there in Iran, they're talking about how they're going to crush any threat comes to them, and you know as well as I do, anything that they do is going to be in self-defense. This is really sad to see manifesting, and I'm sorry that it got to this point. But in
as much money as Bill and John, you've certainly come.
In the words of
we're going.
In in the words of, I'm sorry, I heard some feedback there for a sec. Anyway, I lost my train of thought. But that's where we are with Iran, and there are a lot of other pieces of propaganda that are coming out as well from Israel. Now, the Israeli Prime Minister, Ehud Olmert, said on Wednesday, warned that if the world's diplomatic efforts to stop Iran's nuclear program fails, then, quote, much more severe steps should be taken. He says if the world turns a blind eye now while ignoring reality, those of us who wish to prevent Iran from becoming a nuclear power will down the road not be left with any choice but to take much more severe steps in the future. Now, he welcomes United Nations Security Council Resolution 1703, this was passed last month, just as a reminder, which calls for sanctions against Iran for noncompliance over its nuclear program of uranium enrichment. Now, we're seeing a lot of propaganda as well in the television set. Those of you who are now familiar with Fox TV's program, which features Kiefer Sullivan as the superhero counterterrorism agent, the show known as 24. It's interesting because in this program that is marketed on so many different fronts and levels, this agent many times uses torture to gain information, and this season's plot concerns the race. Ironically, as we look at what's happening politically, stop nuclear bombs exploding across the United States. The fourth episode ends with a nuclear explosion in L.A., which prompts some characters on the show to argue for mass arrests and deportations of Muslims in America. It almost sounds like they're copying a scene from The Siege, the movie The Siege, and I wonder sometimes if they're reading from the same script and if the copy is being rewritten later on if the propaganda doesn't work initially. Now, someone else who echoed the plot line of Fox TV's 24 is Newt Gingrich, former Speaker of the House and a potential Republican candidate for president in 2008. He warned attendance at a conference that Israel and the United States could face a potential second Holocaust in the future, and if two or three cities were destroyed, the two democracies may devolve into greater dictatorial societies. I'm sorry, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me. Because the only way I see them being sovereign is to get us further and further and further away from the Western neocon influence that is in their direction, not just with propaganda, but with bombs. You know, we talk about bombs and moving back in and destroying critical infrastructure. We talked last week about Somalia and the strikes there. Well, they have returned with their AC-130 gunships, alleging that they've killed eight identified people that are affiliated with Al-Qaeda. But in many of these cases, we see not only the men, but the women and children die as well. Sometimes the number is alarmingly unproportional, where we actually see more women and children get killed in these crises. I remember Lebanon. I remember it was back in the summer of 2006 that I made the decision from going over those newsreels that I was just done watching propaganda TV, that I was going to read more, that I would be less anxious to just feel like I get news clips from the mainstream on my show to explain what is happening, from the use of the graphics, the way that they present their stories. Every time I play a clip from the mainstream, it's just a critique. It's just another slam at them. And it's like, I think people get it by now and don't need me to go on and on and on about that. I mean, it is really bad. And a lot of people don't, and these are for people that also watch sports, don't like how quick the graphics are, how quickly a scene changes from one to the next, every second, every 2 seconds, a different thought. And I feel as I look at that TV screen, and if I were to watch this for hours and hours and hours on end, your brain would be dry to a certain degree. Okay, here's your brain reading books. Here's your brain on hours of network TV. I think there would be a distinct difference. And scientists have proven this over the years, too, in terms of intelligence, learning, but also mental and physical health as well. Your mind is engaged. your thinking is engaged when you are reading, not when you're watching TV. And this is important. This is why once access TV goes away, your TV will be completely useless. And that's just my opinion. We'll be right back.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jog few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Welcome back, my friends. It was last night that someone brought the whole idea of 2012 again on the TV show, actually Thursday night. And, you know, at some point, and I'll just pretty much lay it out like this, we will just see now, won't we? We are only about 5 years away from that date. At this point, you know, it's not really my responsibility or your responsibility to help someone see the crisis that we're going to face here in the next couple of years, which a lot of these things ironically come to a head. The reason why I find so much relevance to 2012 is not just the dealings I have within my own heart, but all the different political things, issues with civil liberties, the issues with the environmental degradation, as a result, not just by man, but of the sun heating up. 2007 is going to be the hottest year ever on record. With the issue of the economic collapse, which is inevitably coming to America, forgive me if I'm going too fast, but with all of these issues synchronously going on, intersecting with each other, moving along with the next issue on a parallel level, I've got to wonder, at what date, at what point, is it going to be massive chaos with a master-slave relationship that we're engaged in becomes more apparent. Is that going to be 2012? Well, from what I've read about 2012 and how it's originally, supposedly, the core message, putting aside all the political stuff, what happened on 9/11, the core message of the Mayan calendar is that the world begins to change. A new calendar begins, the old calendar dies, and there is change. Now, with that, and you can also talk about the Book of Revelations as well, or the Mark of the Beast, chapter 13, verse 18, defining the Mark of the Beast, the number of the beast. A lot of this comes down to interpretation. From different people that research the wisdom and information from the Mayans, different Islamic scholars, different biblical scholars, but there still is this common theme of different cultures pointing to these times as being the age of revealing. And at some point, I think, what God, I don't know what your conception of God is, or the power above, the higher power, the consciousness that is greater than what we can comprehend, doesn't give us as individuals, I don't believe, more than we can actually handle. And we're going to be moving in the next hour. I'm going to go over some reports, a report by Paul Craig Roberts on the use of SWAT teams. Before we, in this segment, move on to the next, it's important to understand that I don't believe in any way that our higher power gives us more than we can handle. And to obsess about the fiery pits of hell, what you think may be waiting for you on the other side, what you think isn't waiting for you, I think what's really important is that you realize this moment right now. And all the good things that are happening also concurrently happening with the bad things. Sometimes they can get masked, covered up by the veil, a veil that we as patriots can create. When we forget, there are victories. There are people that are shifting. So it's always a matter of how many people are waking up. Let's not get involved too farly in the negativity where we can't even see the good that is happening. Because if we do that, we'll again come back to being that dog chasing its tail, wasting its energy, thinking if we scream more, louder, the same way we've been doing it for years, but hasn't proven to be particularly effective, then we would be insane. And so to evolve, to move forward in the next century, we need to also change some of our strategies. And with that, I'll see you in the next segment.